Welcome, 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 Glamvicious listeners. So excited to have you today. Today we have with us Miss Tanya Ryan, who we'll be talking with about her participation in an upcoming book, Faith for Fiery Trials. So Tanya, can you please introduce yourself to the Glamvicious listeners?
Sure. Hello, everyone out there. My name is Tanya Ryan, AKA better known as Minister T. And I am the founder and CEO of Glory Girls LLC. So I am excited to be here with you tonight to discuss, yes, the anthology, which really has changed my life in so many ways. And so glad to be here.
Wow, awesome. We're so glad to have you. So tell us about your involvement in the anthology. What made you jump on the opportunity to participate as a co-author?
Sure. So when I was presented with the opportunity, it was like a dream come true because I have loved writing since I was a child, right? My grandmother had me reading at the age of 3. And by the time I went to first grade, I actually attended what was known as the Hampton Institute Lab School, which was on the campus of, back then it was Hampton Institute and not Hampton University, right? I'm dating myself. That's been a while ago. But when I went to first grade, my first grade teacher was amazed at the fact that I could speak and read on the level that I was. And so in first grade, I started writing all types of poems, short stories. And so ever since then, I've wanted to write. And so back in, all the way back to 2004, I started writing a book. And as you know, the Lord laid it upon my heart to write this book. But as you know, lifing happens, right? I understand now why writers need to get away and go somewhere to really focus and write. Because when I was working every day, I had all the chapter outlines there and I was filling in every now and then. But to be dedicated to work on it every day or at least once a week, I just didn't have that commitment time to give because of life, right? All the responsibilities that I had. So when this opportunity came about for the anthology, first of all, just the fact that it's called Faith for Fiery Trials, because I've been living now over 6 decades, and I can tell you I've had my share of fiery trials. So it was definitely easy. Well, actually, it wasn't, because then I had to kind of think about what fiery trial I wanted to share, because I wanted it to be impactful and make a difference, which is another part of me, which that was really thrilled about being presented with the opportunity was the opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life, to say, hey, if they read my story, they too would know that they can make it through something that God would see them through, that it's not the end, that situations are temporary. And so that was the excitement for me. In addition to the bonus was interacting with all of these wonderful women who too had a story to share, and reading their stories even and hearing their stories encouraged me, increase my faith even the more. And so some of these women that I've met, connections with them and the other opportunities that have come to us as being a part of this anthology, life-changing, transformational. Just can't say enough about the process that we went through to write, the writing clinics, the coaching that we received. Elder Nicole Mason had all of that incorporated, even to get over my fear of doing a photo shoot, because I just hate taking pictures. And so I had to do a photo shoot, and it just changed my life in so many ways. The growth that I experienced in those 12 months that we were together, getting it done. And then to finally have a finished product where I could say, oh, wow, now I am an author, and not just an author, but an author on the bestsellers list of Amazon. Let me just throw that in there.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes.
Right. So you think about, okay, you come out of the gate, it's your first time, and it's on the bestseller list. Okay,
right. Amazing. Congratulations to you and to all of the other authors. That is phenomenal. First-time author making the bestsellers list.
Yes.
What an awesome accomplishment. And I'm so inspired by you reading and writing and being so articulate at the age of 3. That is phenomenal.
Yes, my grandmother was very big on education, and she took the time to make sure my room was filled with books. Like, awesome. You know, back then it was See Jane Run, Run Dick, Run Spot, and all of that. Yeah. But I can literally remember those stories. And I was such an avid reader. I had like a guinea pig, I think, as a pet by the time I was like 6. And a lot of my childhood books had little bites out of the bottom of the page because I would actually be reading holding my guinea pig.
Wow.
And the guinea pig would take bites out of my page. I love reading.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you finally got a chance to participate and have some of your work published, because I can understand how life gets in the way. And it does prevent so many aspiring authors from actually becoming published. So kudos to you for getting it done.
Yes. That level of accountability helped, right? Because we had deadlines. So you had to have your chapter by the deadline. You had to have revisions or edits by that. That structure I needed to get it done. So now as I'm preparing to work on my solo project, I'm doing the same thing with myself, saying, okay, I want to have X number of chapters completed by this deadline. And so it was so helpful. It was really
awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so with you getting your story out there, I know there may be some aspiring authors who may be listening today who have a fear of sharing their story. Can you tell us a little about the power of the impact of sharing your story?
I have one testimonial. It's so life-changing for so many. You have to recognize that while all of us have a story, and some of us may have even gone through the same things, but the way we went through, the way God brought us out is totally different. It's unique to each person. And I had one testimonial that in particular that I want to lift up, a young lady all the way in Charlotte, where I used to live in Charlotte, now back in Maryland. And she ordered the book from me and she sent me a message saying, "You have no idea what sharing your story has done for me." And she mentioned that she's not ready to share hers yet, but that reading my story is getting her closer to doing so. And so that is the reason, right?
Absolutely.
That is the reason why we need to share our stories. Then there were others who came to me and said, who knew me during the time of my fiery trial that I was going through. And they were like, "Oh my God," they were apologizing to me because they were like, "We didn't even know that you were experiencing that." These are people at my church, you know, because that was an eye-opener for me of the importance of sharing even while we're going through, because somebody may have been able to do something back then that could have lightened that experience for me or helped me with it. But we're so busy hiding, right? Even in church, we're so busy putting on the mask that we don't let people know what we're going through. And these, my brothers and sisters in Christ, felt bad that they couldn't see through the veil I had on, the mask that I had on, to even know that I was going through this trial that was so difficult.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now that's a gem right there, just sharing what an impact that is. Sharing your story and then not hiding as we're going through, because we don't know who God has set up to help us get through.
Absolutely. And we suffer in silence when we really don't have to.
Have to.
And so, you know, when I heard that, I was like, "Listen, you don't have to apologize." That was on me, that I didn't feel that I could even show what I was going through or share it at that moment. But the fact of it remains that the title of the book, Faith for Fiery Trials, that God, my faith, he still saw me through it, right? He
kept
my he kept my mind in it so that I was resilient enough to persevere and go through to now be here to tell the story. So the proof is in the pudding that you can see me and I'm not crazy. I haven't lost my mind. I don't look crazy.
That is
the testimony that God, when you read the story, you can say, oh my God, and look at her. She only looks 63 years old.
Yes. Oh, you look amazing.
Thank you so much. He is a keeper. He is a keeper. And so for those people who know me and have seen me and they say, oh my gosh, she went through that. And, you know, as that Bible says, and she didn't even come, she came out not even smelling like smoke.
Yes.
Because it was a fiery trial. And God is faithful. He is
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Speaking of impact, if there was one thing that was of utmost importance to you, what is the one thing you hope readers will get from this anthology?
I hope that when readers read this anthology, they will, number one, know that I don't remember exactly how many authors participated in this, but it was a lot of us, that when they read this anthology, they will recognize that, hey, you are not the only one.
Yes.
The enemy will often come to make us think when we're going through something that there's nobody else, that it's just me, that nobody else will understand what I'm going through. You know, you have, when you read this, I pray that you will recognize that not only is God faithful, but he's faithful to everyone. As the word says, he's no respecter of person. That if he did it for Tanya, he'll do it for Nancy, he'll do it for Sally, he'll do it for Jane. He is faithful to do it for you. And that I also pray that they will recognize that fiery trials are also a part of life.
Yes. Yes.
Because so many things are birthed out of your trial.
That's right. Absolutely.
So for me, looking back on it now, first thing I want to say is in writing, I want to prepare somebody who's thinking about writing. All of us said the same thing. We had to relive that experience as we were writing.
Yes.
There were times that I had to put it aside and step away from it.
Yes.
I cried a lot. I went through a various sea of emotions to even write the story, right? Mm-hmm. And again, I think it was also, even though I was already healed, it was an additional step in the healing process to say, I was here back then, but now look at where I'm at now. And I'm able to tell the story in such a way that somebody might be compelled to even trust in the God that I'm writing about. Somebody might be compelled to say, well, you know what? I've tried everything else. Let me try him, because Tanya is saying, look, she was back here, but now she's here. And so that is what I hope that readers will get when they read Fiery Trials. This is Fiery Trials, volume number 3 for Elder Nicole. She had done 2 other volumes previously to this one. And it is, I will tell everybody, it's not just a book. It's a movement, because Faith for Fiery Trials is changing lives. It's changing the lives of those of us authors who participate, and it's changing the lives of our readers as they read our stories.
Awesome. Awesome. Amazing. Mm. So speaking of Fiery Trials, what advice would you share with listeners who may be going through their own fiery trial?
The advice that I have to give, the title of the book speaks for itself, Faith for Fiery Trials. You have to have faith in God and in his word to really persevere through and be and make it to the other side of your fiery trial. And as we see now, there's so many people who are taking their own lives because at that moment, they succumb to the lies of the enemy and say, oh, there's no way out of this. I'm just not going to make it. I can't take it anymore. But the Bible declares that he said he would never leave nor forsake us. Amen. It also says that he will cause us to triumph and to be conquerors, that we are already victorious. And so you have to have faith in his word to know that even in your darkest moments, that you're still victorious, that he still has a plan for your life, and that he's going to bring you out if you just can hold on, if you can just grasp hold to someone or some word in his, something in his word to make it through that night. Because once you make it through the night to the next day, then you can do it again, and then you can do it again. And before you realize it, you're on the other side of that trial, right? I've been writing for a long time. So I've been journaling for like the last 20 years of my life. And every now and then I'll go back years and pull out a journal from way back then. And I read some of the entries and I see where I was then and realize, I recognize, oh, God, you answered that prayer that I wrote in this journal. Oh, God, I made it through that Hallelujah. Dark night when I thought that it was over. I'm still here and I'm okay. You know, Hallelujah. And so my advice to them is to our listeners, listen, you got to have faith in God to know that he is true, that he loves you, and that he has a plan for you, and that no matter how dark it is, he's not trying to hurt you in any way. He's trying to get something to you. I'm stronger. I'm resilient. I have faith now that I didn't have back then.
Yes.
I just walked away from my job with no job because I prayed about it and the Lord said I could. And I still have a mortgage and a car note and all of those things. But my faith in God says, he told me you're going to be okay. You're not going to lose nothing. And I believe in his word. And so, and that's only because of what he's done in my past that I can go back in those journals and see what he did back then. And so now I'm at this level of faith. If you just hold on, just know that God has your back all the time and he's not going to ever let us fall. He's not, he never fails. He never fails.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. That's so encouraging. So tell us what's next for you for the rest of 2023 and beyond.
Woo. So I am doing so many things. I just said I walked off of my job, right? I've been in the field of HR. I was an HR director. I've been in human resources for about 20 years, but it was time. Timing is everything. God's timing is perfect. And I have been doing cooking part-time for over 30 years. I was a caterer for a while, and then I went back to corporate America. And now I'm here at this place in this new season saying, okay, God said it's time to go now. I have people going crazy out there over my baked goods. I do just about any kind of cake. And I have a yeast roll that just makes everybody want to slap their mama, right?
Oh, awesome.
So my grandmother also is the one who encouraged me, taught me how to cook. I've been in the kitchen with her. I was in the kitchen with her at the age of 6. And I mean, I bake all scratch cakes. I make my own frostings. I do it all, right?
Awesome.
So what's next for me is I'm kind of combining Glory Girls LLC is a business I birthed. It was ministry. It's actually ministry for me. Okay. It's a ministry that I birthed. Glory is spelled G-L-O-R-I. And it stands for God Loves Our Real Image. Because a lot of the trials that I went through back then was because I suffered very bad from low self-esteem. And so once the Lord delivered me from low self-esteem, it was my calling to encourage and bring other women out. There are so many women who don't know who they are in God.
Absolutely.
And even if they don't have low self-esteem, they still don't recognize their purpose or what they're called to do because they're so busy identifying themselves with the roles that we play. You know, the minute you ask somebody to introduce themselves, they say, well, I'm a mother of three and I work, I do this. That's not who you are. Those are the roles that you carry out, but it's not who you are. And so it is important. Once I got delivered, I recognized that God was calling me as an influencer because I'm an influencer, right? I have the ability to love on God's people and to love on his women in particular. And my target audience right now really is women 40 and above. Because by the time you get to 40, you have experienced so many different things. And then your mindset starts to change. I know when I turned 40, I was like, okay, I'm in this season now where I don't have to people please anymore. I'm tired of doing that.
Yes.
I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to affirm who I am. And whoever don't like it, oh, well, that's on you. So you go through that. Then at 50, I went through a whole nother thinking in my mind. I'm like, okay, it's on now. I'm going to do all the things that I want to do. And this is a part of that, right? And so that is why I want to just love on my women who are 40 and above to help them discover who they really are so that they can go out and fulfill the purpose for which God created them to do, because he has a purpose for all of us. And so this year I'm really putting the foot forward to take Glory Girls to a whole nother level. I'm getting ready to launch a podcast that is going to be named the same title of the chapter in Faith for Fiery Trials. I never thought I'd be in this place is the title of my chapter. And that's going to be the title of my podcast, where I'll be inviting women to come on and share. Look, this is going to give them some experience to share their story, to come on and tell somebody where they were and where they are now, and then they can go write about it, right?
So, absolutely.
So God is using me in that. And then my cooking, I'm getting ready. I'm launching a business to do individual and family meal planning again, whereby I will fix the entire meal and deliver it to your home. All right.
Awesome.
Y'all, it's coming. HelloFresh ain't got nothing on me. I'm telling you right now.
I know that's right. Hallelujah.
Mine, you won't even have to stick it in the oven to cook it. It'll be already cooked when you get it. All you got to do is sit down with your family at the table. So
awesome.
Those are the things that I am preparing for and just looking forward to. My grandmother's job was to, she worked for the state of Virginia, and her job was to help women learn how to prepare low budget meals for their family, but because she worked with the low income. And so these are going to be budget friendly meals that I'm going to be preparing, and you're going to be able to eat healthy, and it's going to be good. And so I am looking forward to doing that, launching that coming up in October, and just some more writing. There's some more books in me. There are absolutely some more books in me.
Well, to God be the glory. That is amazing. We want to thank you so much for sharing. Can you tell the listeners how they can further connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Minister T-E-E. Four, and then Glory, G-L-O-R-I. That's Minister T-E-E, the number four, Glory, G-L-O-R-I. And then also I have a website for Glory Girls. It's called glorygirls.com, G-L-O-R-I, girls with an S.com.
Awesome. Well, Minister T, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on today and talking with you and learning all about your participation in the Faith for Fiery Trials anthology, as well as the other amazing things you are doing.
Thank you. We wish
God's best to you. And thank you so much again for coming on.
Also, I forgot to mention the main thing, accomplishment, I've done 3 book anthologies in a year. So not only did I do Faith for Fiery Trials Volume 3, but I also did a couple of entries in Faith for Fiery Trials Women's Devotional. And then I also participated in Talisha Berry's devotional for women called Girl, Get Up and Win Every Day. So I have 3 in a year.
What an accomplishment to go from not getting it published to 3 publications in a year.
To 3 publications. Look at him. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. And so thank you so much for having me on, Pamela. Appreciate you. And it's just been great sharing. So for all of your listeners out there, I hope that I did set something that will encourage you to follow and do what it is that whatever God has laid on your heart to do as well.
Amazing. Thank you all so much for tuning in.